This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces claim to have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the besieged territory and pounded it with intense airstrikes Monday, setting the stage for an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City in an even bloodier phase of the month-old war. Troops are expected to enter Gaza City soon, Israeli media reported, and Palestinian militants who have had years to prepare are likely to fight street by street, launching ambushes from a vast network of tunnels. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Monday that Gaza Strip was becoming a graveyard for children. More than 10,000 people have now been killed in Israeli strikes, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. More than 4,000 of them are said to be children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
18 heads of UN agencies issued a statement saying the war must stop. This was Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The unfolding catastrophe makes the need for a humanitarian ceasefire more urgent with every passing hour.
On average, a child is killed and two are injured every 10 minutes in Gaza, according to the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians. Its shelters in the south of the Strip are too crowded to take new arrivals, so displaced people are sleeping in the streets.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Israel on Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border around sunset Monday, scoring direct hits. This is VOA News. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has held about 240 Israelis and citizens of other countries for a month. Now their families are increasing pressure on the Israeli government for their release. VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports from their protest encampment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
A crowd in Tel Aviv, Israel, rallying in support of the Israelis and others held hostage by Hamas for a month now, chants in Hebrew, Achshav, Achshav, meaning now, now.
We cannot wait anymore. We are expecting from our politicians to do everything to bring them home now, to pay any price.
Noam Alon, whose girlfriend Inbar Hyman was kidnapped October 7 from the Supernova Music Festival in South Israel, says that after protesting almost daily for the past month, he is sleeping in a tent in front of the Israel Defense Forces headquarters in Tel Aviv, along with other people whose loved ones were abducted to Gaza. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump complained of unfair treatment in a defiant and rambling performance on the witness stand on Monday at his New York civil business fraud trial, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Fireworks on the stand at Donald Trump's civil fraud trial on Monday as the former president's testimony went off the rails in a case that could determine his future as a businessman in New York. Trump attacked both the judge and New York Attorney General Letitia James as he testified, complaining of unfair treatment.
This is really election interference. That's all it is. This trial is ridiculous.
Outside the courtroom, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in the 2024 election again accused the judge and attorney general of being politically biased against him. James brushed aside Trump's attacks as distractions.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The trial of the man who allegedly attacked U.S. politician Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer in the couple's California home got underway Monday. Jury selection began in the federal trial of David DePape, who is charged with assault of Paul Pelosi and the attempted kidnapping of then-Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives in October 2022. An American father from the U.S. central state of Illinois pleaded guilty on Monday to multiple counts of reckless conduct for helping his troubled underage son obtain a gun that the latter used to kill seven people at a 4th of July holiday parade in 2022. Robert Cremo Jr. was sentenced to 2 years of probation and 60 days in custody. The case against Cremo Jr. marks at least the second time a parent in the United States has been prosecuted in connection with crimes allegedly committed by their own child. I'm Joe Ramsey.